Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Restaurant just below our studio here is well worth a visit. You just pop in, they've a great menu, they do carvery at the weekends, and live music at the weekends as well, and it's just a great atmosphere and great food. So do pop into the White Sands Hotel and the Oasis Bar below our studio, and while you're here, you can also get your car valeted in the car park out the back, and you can bring your dog for a shower in the car park at the front of the hotel, the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? This is from Kayla. I want you to have a listen to this. I'm just listening to one of your podcasts and I'm fuming listening to Jeremy telling people not to have kids if they don't have big posh jobs. You can't tell people not to have kids. I'm pregnant at the moment and it'll be my fifth. I don't have a posh job like he says. I do nails. My husband can't work at the moment because he has a bad back, but he does door security and we can afford our kids, so tell them to get down off his high horse. Why don't you talk about that? So this is a comment that was kind of made in passing on a recent podcast by our Jeremy.
Especially last week.
It was last week. So,
by the way, Kayla's on the line. We're going to go to her in a second to put her money where her mouth is. Because her message, by the way, is full of inaccuracies and lies and exaggerations.
Okay, so she says that you said on the podcast not to have kids if you don't have big posh jobs.
Now, I never actually said that. I never used the word posh. What the hell is a posh job? Anyway, what's a posh job? I never used the expression posh jobs, first of all. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
What I did say, because I listened back to it before we came on to make sure I had this completely right, is what I said was, don't have child after child after child if you can't afford them or if you are in a middle to low income job. Now, I would never, and I want to say this from the start, I would never look down my nose on anybody no matter what job you have. I was brought up and I was reared by my parents to respect the job that anyone does. And I remember my parents always said to me, as long as the job is not illegal, yeah, you should never be ashamed of the job that you would do. I worked as a waiter, serving tables for years. I've done all sorts of jobs. I've cleaned toilets. Every single job that is legal is an honourable job. So I'm not looking down on people who are on lower paid jobs. I'm very lucky that I'm in not a great paid job, but an okay paid job. So, first of all, Kayla misquoted me because she obviously did what everybody does when they're fucking.
Okay, you didn't say.
When they're fucking, you didn't say
posh job. Okay, that's fine. But you did say don't have kids if you can't afford them.
Yeah, which is a fairly standard thing to say. Now, Kayla, I'm going to let you respond to this in a moment because I just wanted to make sure that it was. I just want to go through her full message. So the first thing she said is don't have kids if you don't have big posh jobs.
Okay, didn't say that. But you did say don't have well-paid jobs.
Yes. Yeah. I'm pregnant at the moment and it will be my fifth. So you have four already and another one on the way. I don't have a posh job. I do nails. Okay. Again, I would not look down my nose on anybody who does nails. Jesus. My wife keeps you guys in business with the amount of time she goes. My husband can't work at the moment because he has a bad back, but he does door security. So I understand that he was working on the doors as security. He's not working at the moment because he has a bad back. It can happen to anybody. You can be out on sick leave. However, both those jobs.
Sorry, I get the feeling. My husband can't work at the moment because he has a bad back, but he does door security.
No, that's his gig. He's out of work at the moment.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's just the way she wrote it, obviously.
Let me ask you then. So here's a lady who does nails. Her husband's out of work. He's on the sick, and they're about to have child number five. What's your reaction to that?
I think you're not living within your means, okay? You're not living within your means because I kind of worked it out here. And Kelly, you can respond to this in a second, because I've worked it out. I live in the real world, okay? I live in a world where I don't expect the government to fund my children. Children are not a necessity. They are a luxury. Children are a luxury. Not everybody gets to have them. And when you have them, it is your job as a parent to fund whatever lifestyle they have. So if it's school trips or if it's school bags or school uniforms, whatever the case may be, that is your job as a parent to look after their financial stability until they're 18 years of age.
So are you saying...
Don't jump me up when I'm having my rant. You agreed on that, that it's your job as a parent. It's not Simon Harris or Leo Varadkar's or Simon Coveney. It's not their job to pay for your kids. It's your job to pay for your kids. And I think it's quite irresponsible of you, Kayla, to be having a fifth child when you are just doing nails and your husband's out of work at the moment. Now,
sorry, okay, in what way is it irresponsible?
Because you won't be able to afford them. You won't.
She says she can.
I don't know how.
She says she can. She's doing nails, so she's probably raking it in.
Okay, well, I worked out. And sorry, Kayla, I know I'm holding you for a second. We will come to you in a second. I worked out. This is just my maths now, and I don't know if people will agree with me or not. The kind of money that a household would need to be bringing in to comfortably raise X amount of kids. So I think to raise three kids comfortably, I would say you'd need to be bringing in a combined household salary of 80,000 for three kids.
Where are you making this up from?
Okay, am I allowed to come up with this? 80,000.
So 80,000, you reckon, for three kids. Okay, yeah.
Well, that includes your mortgage, your car, everything, yeah?
Okay.
Kids are expensive, Adrian. I know you haven't had to pay for them in ages. For four kids, 120,000 a year.
Where are you getting this from?
I'm getting this from...
An extra child is costing an extra 40 grand.
Do you know how much kids cost?
Not anything like that.
Okay, and for five kids, 130, 140 grand a year of a combined salary. That is the realistic expectations... of the world we live in now. And I'm sorry. So, Kayla, you're talking shy. Go to her.
Okay, let's bring her in. Kayla, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kayla? Oh. She's after hanging up. We'll try and get her back.
No, she... Did I hear breathing there?
No.
Kayla? No. Sorry, what? Hang on. Oh, sorry. Open your messages here. Go fuck yourself, Jeremy. I was going to come on, but you're after speaking to me like dirt. Fuck off.
Well, you did, in fairness.
No, I didn't.
You're telling her she's irresponsible for having a fifth child.
And this pisses me off, okay? I'm in a mood now. This pisses me off. You were invited onto the show, Kelly. You wanted this brought up. I was willing to give you the right to reply. Yeah, the right to reply to accusations you made about me, and you chickened out. So you're barred from the show.
Well, you're talking down to her.
I didn't talk down to her.
You're after calling her irresponsible.
No.
You're after saying she needs to earn 130 grand to have five kids. You're telling her
that's a statement of fact. That is a statement of fact.
Some people are able to live within lesser means.
Sorry, JJ, is her phone off? What? Oh, she's turned her phone off now. What an actual chicken. You're all blah, 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 mouthy, 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 mouthy. And then when I put these points to you, you can't handle the truth.
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation,
if you actually have the balls to actually have a civil debate. I've been very civil in everything I've said so far, have I not?
Yep. Let's bring in Matt.
My opinion, Leila is creating a working class versus upper class motive by saying things like this, because if you listen back to the podcast, I don't think Jeremy once says that you must have a big posh job in order to have kids. If herself and her husband can afford to have five kids and put themselves through life, that's absolutely amazing and fair play to them. But unfortunately, the same cannot be said for the rest of Ireland. There are people out there that do abuse the system, and I think if you are a person that earns your money and works hard and pays taxes, then you have every right to be aggrieved if some of your money is going off to cover laziness by others. And I think if someone is planning to have kids and the first thing that they're going to do when they have kids is apply for the government to pay for their accommodation for them and the kids and to cover all the expenses of that child, then maybe, yeah, I think you do have the right to tell them not to have them kids.
Well said. And you hear it, you often hear it around. And again, I completely understand, as someone who has three kids, I completely understand the pressure of back to school times when you're trying to come up with money money for uniforms and all that. And you often hear the parents, I've six kids and little Darren doesn't have a new pair of shoes and little... That's because kids are expensive.
Is this begrudgery again? People claim money off the state to help with their children. Is it begrudgery?
No, sure, I get money from the state. I get children's allowance. Wouldn't begrudge anybody that. Orla says, yeah, Jer is right. Five kids. Now, this isn't me saying this. Don't shoot the messenger. Jer is right. Any message that starts off with that is obvious. Five kids on the nail tech salary and a partner that doesn't work. Fuck that. I've two kids and it costs a lot. Again, Orla, living in the real world. We went to price a holiday. No, kids don't necessarily need holidays, but I want my kids to have holidays that I didn't have when I was a kid. Yeah, that doesn't make me a bad parent, does it?
Well, what's the point you're making?
We went to price holidays yesterday for five, and I'm not going to tell you how much it's coming in at, but you need a good job if you want to give the kids the life that you want to give them.
As you said, holidays aren't a necessity.
No, they're not.
They're nice to have.
But I'll work around the clock to make sure my kids have it. Saturday night, I was sitting at home, we were having a movie night, watching a movie, and I had to get up and go to work. Because money has to be earned. And the kids were upset with me. They were like, oh, Daddy, why do you have to go to work? We wish you could stay. But that's, you can't have everything. And I said that to my kids. Lad, you know, Luke, you know that cool cams thing you want to do during the summer, which he wants to do, doesn't come free. That's why Daddy's going to work.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. Don't have kids if you can't afford them. That's basically Jeremy's message.
I'm a stay-at-home mom with three kids. I give up my career to stay at home with my kids. Should I not have them, Jeremy?
Can you afford to have them?
Yeah, well, my partner works.
Okay. How many kids did you say that are dependent on you?
Three
kids that are dependent. Okay, you will know, you have the same amount as me, you will know that it's literally a tap. It's a money tap run. I swear to God, there's not a day, can we go to Smith's, blah, 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 blah. I've a school party coming up, I've my friend's party. It's money, 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 money. I don't know how you do it.
100%. I understand exactly where you're coming from. I've had this discussion before. I was asked that I have any more kids and I can't afford them, so I won't.
Three is your max. You wouldn't be able to afford any more than that. But when you hear of somebody who is a nail technician and her husband is out of work and they're having their fifth child, what do you think of that?
If she can live within her means and she can afford them, I'm not going to begrudge them to her. But I know friends that are nail techs and can barely survive with one child.
Mm.
So I'd love to know, like, from her message, the way reading her message, it sounded like he was working cash in hand.
Yeah, I thought that as well, but Jeremy says no, that he's out of work.
Well, the message is worded funny then, because the way I read it was, it sounded like he was working cash in hand at the door.
Well, Jeremy, you were told that he's not working.
No, yeah? Well, before she told me to go fuck myself on message. No, she's cleared it up that he does work at Dura Security, but he's out of work at the moment because he's done his back end. So I do differentiate someone who has four kids, yeah, and had those four kids when they had a good job and then they lose their job. We can all lose our jobs. We've been made redundant before. That's completely different. But when you are actively family planning, and that's what it is, when you're actually family planning and planning to have, I'd love seven kids. I'd love eight kids. In fact, I'd love a football team of kids, but I cannot. but I cannot afford them.
No, I get that. I said that. I have my three and I couldn't. I selfishly wouldn't bring another one into the world because I can't afford it.
Is it not a case, Jeremy, that this woman is obviously is able to afford...
No, she couldn't be. And she'd be the exact same.
So do you believe her having a fit... You said it's irresponsible. Irresponsible in what way?
That you're bringing up kids and hoping that the government will actually fund your lifestyle and fund your kids. And she'd be the very same mother that'll be on one of those mums on the rampages saying, oh, I can't afford to bring my kids away on holidays. I had to take them out of school and bring them away. And I can't, my son wants to go to Legoland and I can't afford Legoland. That's because you're not, it's called family planning for a reason, because you plan a family around your finances.
Exactly. That's why I was working, I had a brilliant job, but with the cost of creche and where I live in Westmead, my family all live in Dublin, and with the cost of creches and stuff, it worked out better for me. Now, I chose to give up my job, But it just turns out my partner has got a brilliant job that we can survive on his.
Okay, but you're arguing that people need to consider the cost of children before having any more.
100%. I think it's selfish. I think I agree. I never thought I'd say these words. I agree with Jeremy. It's selfish. If you're going to bring another child into the world and you can't afford it, it's selfish.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. It is selfish to bring children into the world when you can't afford it. Jude, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jude?
Absolutely brilliant.
Good. What
I
you
agree
say?
With Jeremy on this one. As I was just texting you, I think by all means, fill that cum bucket. Get that cum dump filled. But what you have to do is be able to pay for what drips out.
Right, that's a beautiful way to describe the art of lovemaking and producing babies.
Oh, my God.
Right, so let's go back to this lady, about to have her fifth child. She works as a nail technician, and he's out of work at the moment. Jeremy and other callers are saying it is irresponsible, it is selfish to bring children into the world when you don't have the means to support them.
Well, I totally agree, but where that woman's going, if whatever she's doing with her job, whatever, if she wants to have a fifth child, once she can afford it, that's great. Absolutely brilliant. By all means, have as much kids as you want, but I think it does lack financial forethought if you are family planning, that if you haven't got the money, if you can just barely get by yourself and pay the bills with yourself or your partner, isn't it going to be twice as hard or more to try and fund a child's upbringing? You should plan for it. You should plan for your children's future. So if you buy it, by all means, have as much kids, but you should. Like, when I got married, it was 2 years after I got married before we had a child, because I even said to the hen, I said, all our financial wherewithal is being put into building our future. And at the moment, we can't have a child. We could, but it would be wrong for us to, because we wouldn't get where we wanted it as quick. So we waited, financial forethought, then we had our child, and now I was able to give him everything that he needed. It would have been harder, or maybe next night impossible, if I didn't do that.
Okay, so when you hear of somebody who obviously is on limited means, if she's a nail technician and he's not working, so they're on limited means.
But she could be getting paid loads for that. We don't know what she's getting for that, so I'll give her that. She could be on loads.
She could, I agree.
So if she can afford to have children, great. But if you're not, I don't think you should. Because if she's just supposing, right, she has put a 4 at the moment and 5 on the way.
Correct.
If she has another child, that would stretch her expenses. Does that mean that the 4 other children that she has could be losing out on money that's going to be spent on the fifth child? Like, there has to be, something has to give. So you might have to sacrifice, I don't know. There has to be sacrifices, obviously. So the 4 other kids could be losing out on whatever income is there, because it's being put into, quite rightly so, to the next child that's coming along.
Okay, so you also believe then that it is selfish to have children that you clearly can't afford?
I don't think it's selfish. I think it's stupid to do it. I think it's stupidity.
Okay.
You wouldn't go out and buy an expensive, say, a house or a car. You won't have a tool on or whatever. If you couldn't afford it, wouldn't you plan to do it?
Okay.
When you do something for the long term, you have to plan for it.
A lot of people don't actually plan. They don't sit down with...
No, they actually do.
And map out a plan.
Yeah, well, responsible.
Okay, you may have.
No, responsible people do. Adults actually do. Non-adults just like pop out babies without worrying about the consequences. No, we sat down and we planned, as did Jude. You sit down and you go, oh my God, a kid is going to... one of our listeners just sent us an article that says your average kid will cost you about €105,000 from the age of 0 up until their 21st birthday. €105,000 per child. So if you have 5... Yeah, if you have 5 kids, you need half a million money. Who has a half a million?
Yeah, over 18 years.
But who still earns a half a million over 18 years? You're not doing nails. You'd only be giving nails to a centipede, wouldn't you? You'd want to be putting that many nails on every day, because there's no way nails is making that money.
Okay, stay there for a second, Jude. I want to bring in Sarah Jane.
Years ago, they didn't do any family planning, and they had probably 12, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 children. And there was only one man working. And they all survived. Jesus Christ, is the war still happening in Ireland?
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Good afternoon, Adrian.
Well, you shouldn't be having kids if you can't afford them.
Well, there's a lovely job for Jeremy on a Friday evening, huh? Going around in his little clapped-out Skoda because he can't afford it and banging on poor people's doors. Don't be having sex. Don't be having sex in case you have a baby.
Well, no. Do have sex. Have as many babies as you want, but don't just...
Hang on.
Don't expect my wife.
We're going to have sex on the 5th of July this year.
No, but it's called, going on the pill. Use a Johnny.
Six of us in the 70s, for God's sake. And guess what? We're all still here, productive members of society.
I don't care how many kids you have, but don't expect my taxes to go on you Listen to me. Don't expect my taxes
to...
Don't expect my taxes to go on you to bring your children to Legoland. Because I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you personally.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have a big posh or a big expensive job. I don't have a big expensive house. As you know, I took a decision not to buy a house. I took a decision to get a council house and live that way. I mean, I pay my rent. My kids have everything. My kids go to cool camp, but I don't have to tell them when they say, "Dad, can I go to cool camp?" Oh, Jesus, no, I have to get up at 4 o'clock now and do an extra half an hour. That's no way of living. You walk, you spend your money on your kids. All they need is love and happiness. Do you know what the problem is, Jeremy? We're farming too many kids into these bloody creches from the time they're born, and they're all going to end up like you. Unfortunately, miserable and hating the world because he's forced to work.
I wasn't a creche baby, so...
You look down on women that don't work to stay at home. You'd rather push everybody into the workplace. You said it before, that's Jeremy. You have criticised the stay at home moms before.
Jason, I just want to refer back to that voice note we played a minute ago.
I want to respond to Jay's accusation. What I said, Jay, and I'll repeat it, is what I said was it's unfortunate when a woman that has a career... that she has gone to college for and studied for, and I said this to my own wife, that when she has a career and she decides to give up her career... By the way, being a mother is the most important job you can do.
Jeremy, do you think because you go to college or because you buy a house and get a mortgage, do you think you're a better man than somebody that didn't go to college and has a great job and pays for his family?
Jay.
So are you better because someday you might own the bricks and mortar that you're living in?
Jay, McDonald's rang. They're missing a few chips. They must be on your shoulder.
I want to refer back to
the voice note that was played a couple of minutes ago, where Sarah Jane was saying, back in the day, in the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s, families were 10, 11, 12 children, and they all survived.
Okay, they were all living in the one bedroom in squalor.
No, that's wrong again. I come from a family of eight, and we didn't live in squalor. We started in a council house, three bedroom. My dad then upgraded to a four bedroom house. Okay, so we don't all, and they didn't plan. My mum stayed at home and reared all of us when my dad went to work. As I said, the world has changed because it's got now. The more you have, the better you think you are.
Well, that's not true at all.
If you have a big car and big gate on your driveway, you think you're... Because, Jeremy, we know you look down on the walking class, man.
You got out of the council estate.
You gave us the two fingers and went, fuck you, I'm off the sunny street.
I have to say to you, Jeremy, he's not far wrong.
You're
so up your own arse.
No gates in my driveway, no new car. My car is... How many years old is my car? 7 years old is my car. I'm not driving a new car, and I'm working my bollocks off to try and, well, myself and my wife are, to try and give our kids a half decent life. And you're literally pissing down on someone who's trying to give their...
No. I'm telling you to stop pissing down on us.
Didn't.
Because you do it from your ivory tower. You've been doing it for years.
I'm just saying what Jude says. Family planning.
Let me bring Jude back in again. Jude, you were the one who said that people should be planning their family. They should put thought into it.
Well, I think they should. People can do what they like, you know. But I think, it's the best way forward. I did it myself. And it worked out for me because my child gets everything. that I was able to provide for him, because I waited until I could financially bring him up. I waited until I could afford all the things that I should be able to do to give him a better childhood. Now, I couldn't be wrong for thinking like that.
No, you're dead right, you're not wrong. That's perfect, Jude, and that's how you decide to choose it. But you don't spout every day of the week and piss on poor people like poor Mr. Jeremy Dixon goes there. But no, you're right, Jude, but not everybody plans. Like, not everybody has that in them, you know what I mean? I certainly didn't plan, but I gave my kids a good life, and I still do. My kids get a holiday, they get to do the stuff in school, the cool camps, they go swimming, you know, they get to go to birthday parties. Yes, it's hard. Now, if you see how I go around, you'd see where my money goes. It goes on me family, it doesn't go on me, you know that way. But that's a decision I made, but I certainly didn't sit down and plan on me kids. Not everybody has that in them. I mean, most of us know we only have sex when we're drinking.
Well, speak for yourself. But anyway,
come on.
The point is, when you go into a chemist, Jason, you go into Boots or something like that. Does that?
Don't get fucking flipping with me. No, there's condoms.
I'm just saying they actually have signs up in the area of the shop where there is condoms. You know what the sign is called? Yeah. Guess what the sign is called?
Family planning.
It's called family planning.
Well,
family
I've
planning,
never
yeah.
been in Boots. I think about. Jeez, I couldn't tell you last time I was in Boots, so sorry I missed that sign. But I'm not on saying, please pay for my family, So I'm not looking down on people who want to have kids.
Let them have 30 kids, but I'm not paying for them.
So, Jeremy, would you agree that people who don't have kids shouldn't have to pay taxes then? You said you don't want your taxes.
Why not? Because your taxes go on a lot of things.
See, we don't dictate where our taxes go. We give our taxes to the government and we hope you do a good job.
In the words of another famous Jeremy, that being Jeremy Kyle, put something on the end of it.
Why?
That's what Jeremy called you say. Put something on the end of it.
Yeah, okay, so let me ask you, Jay, your reaction then to what Jeremy, basically what a number of callers have been saying. If you can't afford children, don't have them, basically.
But then we wouldn't have any, would we? And the world wouldn't go on. Because unfortunately, we need kids to, because they're the next people to pay taxes. We actually need more kids. Because if, do you remember what the government is saying? We're running out of people to pay our pensions in 20, 30 years' time. So therefore, I propose people who don't have kids shouldn't get a pension.
Jeremy, I want to just bring you back in again.
Why is this all falling on me, by the way?
Because you're the one that started this conversation. The message I played a while ago, your reaction to that. Back in the day, big families.
Ridiculous. You're comparing the 1970s to 2024. That's absolutely... You can't go back 40, 50 years and say, well, it happened back then, so it should be okay now. Again, people not living in the real world. Anybody, and the one thing I will agree with Jason on, he has lots of kids. The expense of kids is astronomical. Why do people not get that into their head, that it's astronomical?
Well, maybe people are better at budgeting than you are. Maybe that's what the problem is.
No, they're not, because they're moaning. They're on Maz on the rant pages and all, like, giving out about the cost of this and the cost of that, so they're not good at budgeting.
Jason, hang on a bit.
Sorry, Adrian. Try saying out to your kids.
Oh, no, you can't have that school uniform.
No, not the school uniform. Don't be so silly. You can't have them 200 euro pair of Nikes. Because you never know, it's only people... Because this will really get up your goat.
Oh, you go
into my council to say, I'm waiting to see all the kids in 200 euro Nikes. I'd say that and annoy you now, is it?
Well, it does when I see them in the Canada Goose jackets, I wonder, where are they getting the money for?
I don't. See, when I see a kid in a Canada Goose jacket, I don't think, oh God, where did he get that money from? I walk 16 jobs out to pay a mortgage. Oh my God, I don't. I think... Jesus, he looks very smart.
And I go about my day, and I worry about my life.
In fairness, Jeremy, he is right. You do think with that mindset.
I don't.
You do.
Lads, if you actually look, there's no stats for this, but if you actually look, Jason, you're not going to want to hear this because the truth hurts. The truth doesn't care about your feelings, but here we go.
No, you're dead right.
Yeah, if you look at large families nowadays are more commonplace in people, and I'm not going to say working class because I hate that expression.
Yes,
working class.
Council estates, go on.
No,
what you're really thinking. Council estates, go on.
big families.
Go on, spit it out.
Families are more,
spit it out.
Big families are more commonplace in people that have lower paid jobs. Why is that?
Oh.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Here, Jason, I've been asked to play this voice note for you. Stay there for one sec. Have a listen to this.
you chose not to buy a house and to get to a council house, who do you think pays for your council house but the taxpayer? It's a case of, if you choose not to buy a house, you are taking money from the taxpayer. You're taking money from everybody's wallet because you see you're better than anyone else, and they are right, you have a massive chip on your shoulder about anyone who went to college like myself and have a very good job, and I can buy my own house and buy anything I want.
Okay, Jason, let's deal with that. You live in a council house, and it's that fella who's paying for it.
I'm nearly 50 now, and I started paying tax at 16, and I'm still paying tax, and I'll be still paying tax till I'm about 68, 69, whatever, when we push the pension age out. I've paid enough tax into this country. I pay my rent. I pay a very high rent as well because of my wages. By the time I've actually stopped paying that house off, I would have paid a mortgage, I'd say one and a half times over, okay? The difference is, if I lose my job, I get sick or anything like that, I'm not worried about the banks coming and taking my children's home. It's only bricks and mortar. Who owns the outside of the bricks and mortar doesn't make it a home. What goes on the inside is what turns it into the home. Okay? I want my wife to stay at home. I don't want her working and my kids in a creche. So this is the way we decided. We decided we wanted to rear our kids, not the
But
not,
you've
not,
also
not
had to make
work.
You've also had to make sacrifices, right?
Yeah, everybody has to make sacrifice, and that was a sacrifice I chose to make. It's only bricks and mortar. At the end of the day, when I die, that house ain't coming with me, is it?
No, but the point that that guy in the message was making is that you are living in a council house which is subsidised by the state.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So in other words, you couldn't afford the children that you have.
Come here. Owning a house does not define you as a man. It really doesn't. You all seem to think you have to. We live in this mentality now, right? You have to own that house. Do you know throughout Europe they mainly rent because they've good systems in place that you're not giving all your money on an overinflated house to a banker? Because if you look at it really, what you really pay back for that house, that's all going to bankers. It's still the same bricks and mortar. You're just paying 3-4 times the price because it's worked on inflation. Okay, you go throughout Europe and everybody rents. Very few people own. Here in England, we have this big thing. You have to own your own house. Why?
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in some more calls on this. And Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Sarah.
Hello there. How are we?
Good, thanks, Sarah. What's your reaction to this conversation?
I don't give a shit what any of them do. I know for us, like in our position, we have two kids in my mess, as I said, like I'm a sub SNA, so it's not guaranteed work all the time. Could be very lucky you can get 6 weeks, and then you mightn't get any work for 2 months. Like my partner works, he's a really good job. We have two kids. We contemplate having another child, but right now we can't afford it, so we're just not going to have another one.
Okay, so you have two, and that's it.
We have two now at the minute, yeah, and with cost of living and crash fees, and I know I could give up work, but I don't want to give up work. I want to also have a career, and I want my kids to look up to both of us work. We're paying a house back, like, so no, we just can't afford it right now. That's not me judging anybody else. Whatever, Jimmy down the road can have 10 kids for all I give a shit. Like, I'm not paying for them, but for us in our position, we talked about it and we said no, we can't afford it right now.
And they, Jason, just to go back to you, you're saying nobody plans. Sarah has planned. She realises that she cannot afford another child.
Okay, I don't mean absolutely nobody in the world. When we're talking in general, okay, a lot of people do plan. A lot of people do, but a lot of people don't.
Well, our two that we have at the minute, they weren't planned.
They
were talked about. Our first was when I was 19 when I had her. Like, so no, she was our second baby. Yeah.
The one that wasn't planned. Do you look any different on the one that wasn't planned to the one that was planned? Do you have any less love?
She's the reason we are fighting so hard.
There you go.
Do you know what I mean?
And fair play to you. And if that's the path you're choosing for your family, that's the path. The path me and my partner chose was we didn't want to put our kids into creche. They're in school and college. And I don't look down on people that go to college. My kids are in college. My kids are doing great. And I'm delighted for them. Just the way I looked at life, and when I seen how my father struggled, I decided when my first marriage broke down, I didn't want that. And plus, I couldn't really have afforded it. So I chose this life.
Look, my partner kind of would have come from the same thing. He was saying, like, you know, you stay at home. And I did. I stayed at home while our son was born. Like, he's our baby. And I stayed at home for the first year. But for my own mental health, I didn't want to be at home. So, but that was my choice.
And not everybody's cut out to that either. Okay. Not everybody's cut out for the home life either. And that is perfect. And you made the right decision for you. But you don't look, as you said yourself, you don't look down on your people that make other decisions.
I don't give a crap.
I don't. I couldn't care less. And that's my argument, Adrian. And it's always been my argument with your little co-host, Mr. Dixon, sitting there. How he looks down on people who make other decisions that ain't his decisions or don't align with his decisions and his value. Let people be people. Not everybody's the same. Do you want to know why we're all the same? Because we're all different.
Okay, but the issue that a lot of people have, Jay, is people having kids and then relying on the state to basically prop them up.
But that'll always happen, Adrian. You'll always have people that don't work and still have kids. So what do we do? What does Jeremy want to do? Go around and bang on people who are on social welfare. You're not having sex because you're going to have kids and I'm not paying for them. You can't do that. We don't live in that type of society.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to play a message that you're not going to like either. So have a listen to this.
Oh, yeah, lads, Trevor here. I have to agree with your man on there. Define as a man. What would I define as a man? Someone who stands by his woman, someone who supports his kids, someone who gets out of his ass, goes out to work, someone who is able to buy stuff for their family. Like transportation, food, house. Oh, house is in there. Whoops. Oh, well, maybe I'm just old fashioned, but I believe if a man's a man, get the hell out, get a job, get your own house. Don't expect the government to pay for you. Get a handout, a free house, my forever home. That'll never be your forever home. So, yeah, good show, lads, as always. Can't wait to hear the rest.
And I'll get Jason's reaction in a second.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
So, Jason, your reaction to that message?
Well, to Trevor, who always sounds like this when he comes on the road, I define a man who doesn't throw his 15-year-old child out. All right, I walk. You know I walk. You know the job I do. I leave my home on a Monday and I get home on a Friday. I walk damn hard to give my kids everything. Owning a home does not define you as a man, okay? All right, being a good person and providing, as he said, I do all them things, but I don't own the house. And as for not being my forever home, there's actually a chance the council will sell that house to me in a couple of years' time, and the laws are being passed throughout Europe now. So if I did want to buy it, I probably could, but guess what? I'd end up a miserable shite like him and like Mr. Dixon there, looking down on people and bitching and moaning at people because I have to buy this house. I don't. I'm the happiest fucking truck driver you could meet out there.
Thanks to the taxpayer.
Why is it thanks to the taxpayer? I'm a taxpayer. No. I'm paying taxes longer than you, Jeremy.
I'm paying taxes longer than you.
And plus, I have kids now paying taxes.
Yes, but you're living.
Look at the amount of taxes I've paid throughout my life. I'm getting something back. So what? I pay for what I get. I get nothing handed to me for nothing, by the way.
I would have well paid off that house.
Okay, I assume that the rent is subsidised if you're living in a council house.
It goes on my wages. It goes on 10% of my wages. That's what I pay. 10% of my wages is my rent. That's what council is.
And by the way, Jay,
what is wrong with social housing, Jeremy? What's wrong with social housing?
I'm just about to say, Jay, if you actually let me speak, I've admired you for years because you work your arse off, around the clock to provide your children with a
man because I'm not giving me money to a bank
the point that Adrian is trying to make is that it's a false economy you're living because your house that you're living in is subsidised by the taxpayer.
And what's wrong with that? It's called social housing for a reason.
Stay there for a second, Jay. I want to bring in...
My point is, by the way, and I can't say because he won't listen to me, my point is if he didn't have and this is the wrong word to use, but if you didn't have the luxury of the social housing, that's the wrong word.
I'd have to rent a house. And would that make me less a man?
No, absolutely, it wouldn't make you less
a man. What's the problem?
If you were having to hand over 1,500 quid a month or 2 grand a month on rent or a mortgage, you wouldn't be able to give the kids the lifestyle that they have.
So there's only so many hours
in the day as well, Jay.
Yeah, I know. And you work the man according to you, and you still can't afford the house. You can't afford to do that. You know what I mean? And I'll give you that one.
Jesus Christ.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Dave. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
I'm sorry, lads.
Now, Dave, what did you want to say on this? People having children that they can't afford.
Yeah, but no, I kind of disagree with the statement that, like, basically, if everybody sat down and wrote out the math of how much it costs to have a kid, a lot less people will probably have kids. I mean, having kids, when you have kids, it's make or break. You know what I mean? Like, you're in charge of another human being's life. For a lot of us, it actually makes you pull the finger out and actually make more money and stuff like that. Like, I don't think it's fair just, you know, to be saying, oh, everybody needs a family plan and everybody needs this, everybody needs to that. Like, for a lot of us out there, having kids was the makings of it. Like, we were 20 and 21 when we had our first child. And to be fair as well, I also, like, I know, I agree, the state should not be funding your lifestyle. But as taxpayers, I'm not going to go and complain about people on social welfare like everybody loves to do, considering we're basically at zero unemployment. But the state also has an obligation to provide, like, a society where it's affordable to live. Considering we are taxpayers, we need more taxpayers. The replacement for births to deaths is, you know, below replacement levels at the moment. And, you know, we're one of the wealthiest nations that's ever existed.
Okay, so we need to be encouraging people to have more children, basically.
Really?
Well, it's like this.
The world is overpopulated.
No, but we do need to do it, Jeremy. Otherwise, you're going to be fucked when it comes time for you to start claiming your pension. And, like, I'm saying, like, I have two kids born 12 years apart from each other. And, like, when my first youngster was born, we, like, I think not even 600 euro coming into the house. We were able to afford to rent a brand new built house, 2 cars on the road, a comfortable lifestyle, and also have a child put a roof over his head and look after his knees. And I can tell you right now, in the 12 years between my two boys, it has become so much more expensive just for the basics for children.
Dave, I hate to say this to you, but you're actually agreeing with me then, aren't you?
I agree with you to a certain extent.
That must kill you to say that.
But unlike yourself, I'm kind of like less of a dick about it, though. You know.
Well, no, I'm a realist. I'm a realist about it, and you know.
Okay, let me ask you, Dave. The woman that we heard from originally, who was meant to be on the show but didn't take part, who contacted us, she is a nail technician, her husband's out of work, and they're about to have their fifth child. Some people describe that as irresponsible and selfish.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I mean, like, if they're working, they're probably not claiming social welfare. I mean, maybe she's doing extras on the side, so she's not paying tax. Your man could be doing cash in hand jobs. And if they're doing it and they can fund their lifestyle, whose fucking business is it? You know, like, whose business is it, like, to any of the rest of us if they're able to do it? But people are going to start complaining, going, oh, well, they're not paying tax on their money or whatever, blah, 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 blah. I do loads of work during the summertime, and I don't pay a red cent in tax. The revenue doesn't get a single penny of it. And that helps me survive through my summer and have, you know, bring the boys off for a day here or a day there, or buy some cool stuff for the back garden and shit like that. When when your feet are held to the fire, the vast majority of people, they'll rise to the occasion. They'll find a way to have a comfortable lifestyle.
Maybe that's exactly what that lady Kayla is doing. Let me squeeze in one final call, Dave. I just cut across you. And Nikita, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Nikita.
Hello.
What did you want to say on this, Nikita?
So basically, I'm a mum to 2 kids, and I've never had a job. I'm not able to work because I have a disability, so I'm like, I can't work, basically.
Okay.
And I think it's wrong for people to say, like, there's people out there that are lazy. Yes, there is, but, like, for me, I'm general, that can't work, and I would love to work for my kids and have more kids. Like, 2 is enough for me because I wouldn't be able to have any more.
Okay, so you have reached your maximum amount of children that you can have.
Yeah, and it's not just because I can't afford them. I can afford them, and I can afford more kids. yes, from social welfare payments, but they still get the best life that anyone else has out there that work. And to me, people out there that do work, there's some of them out there that are very snobby and look down at you because you have disability and you can't work. And then you have people, oh, you can work because the people out there that have disability.
Okay, Nikisha, I just want to read, and these are the messages that come in. I want to read this message out. It's not from me, from Orla. She can use a phone, therefore she can work. She can work for a call centre.
Not really, no, because I'm not that good at call centres either.
No, and again, that's just someone else saying that you can. But you don't need. Yeah. You can work from your bedroom now, can't you?
Yeah, I want to stay at home and look after my kids until they're old enough. Until I can go out and job.
I know, but that's not. My wife would love to stay at home as well. I don't think there's a woman alive that wouldn't like that. And again, I'm using the word luxury. My wife would love to be able to stay at home and watch the kids grow up, but unfortunately, that doesn't pay the bills.
No, I know that, but my payment still paid my bills, and I still have extra out of it as well.
Okay, but the bottom line is you're not going to have any more children. You're saying you could afford more, but you're not going to have more.
I'm trying to work out the maths here. You've two children at the moment. You've never worked. How could you afford more children without a job? I don't get that.
Because I save my money. I have money put aside for my kids. And if I want to have more kids, I could have more kids.
But you've never worked. So you've never had an income coming in?
No, never.
So where's the money coming from that you're saving?
My allowance that I get every week.
No, you obviously get disability allowance. Have you a partner? Is there a husband on the scene?
My partner's on the scene. Yeah, he works. He gets a good job. He has a good job as well.
Okay, well then you do. Have a wage coming in. You have a full time wage coming in from your partner.
I have his wage, and then I have myself.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. I want to squeeze in. We've a huge reaction to this conversation. Lots of WhatsApp voice notes. Like Liam.
Lads, just sitting here listening to your show. Look, at the end of the day, if people want to have kids, people want to have kids. But they do have to take a step back to say, can we afford it or can we not afford it? Myself and my partner would love to have another kid, but, you know, we can't afford it. The two of us have two good jobs. We work hard. We have our own kids that we already have. So, like, for us to turn around and sit down to have another kid financially, it just wouldn't be viable for us because of having the two cars to get to work, having our bills to pay, this to pay, that to pay, that there all comes into it, so it does. So I think people just need to have a wee look at themselves to say, can we do this?
All right, Liam, thank you. Family plan is what he's saying. Neil?
I have to agree with Jason. And Trevor. Trevor doesn't know what he's fucking talking about, because I tell you, what Jason's saying there, if he loses his job or gets sick, he would still have a house. If a person that owns a house, I'm not going to tell you my situation, whether I own a house, whether I don't own a house, I'm not going to tell you my situation. But Trevor, if Trevor gets sick or loses his job, he still has that mortgage over his fucking head. While Jason, if he gets sick or loses his job, his rent goes down to probably 30, 40, wherever, a month, and he still has a house over his kids. So if you ask me, defining a man is keeping your home. Cheers, lads.
All right, Neil, thanks very much indeed. Robbie?
Well, I don't really agree fully with Jay's argument, but, I mean, you do have to look at the housing situation in Ireland. The cost of rent or mortgage, or, you know, just about property prices in general. You know, social housing is what probably most people could only ever hope to afford.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Robbie. And one final message from Eddie.
How are you, lads? How anyone can even fucking disagree with Jeremy on this topic is beyond me. You have to family plan in this day and age, right? There was only a news talk there last week. Average people in Ireland have 1.7 kids because of the cost of living. I mean, now you need two parents on 50 grand a year to even get a fucking mortgage. You have to family plan. Things are harder now than they've ever been. People going on about, oh, when I was a kid, we lived in a council house and six to seven or eight of us. It's not like that now. You can't afford to be like that. And you're saying, do you look down on people? I looked down on two girls there a couple of weeks ago. I was on the Lewis coming back from town. And the girl got on, she was 17, pushing a pram with two kids. And her mate was showing her about 16 with one kid. And her kids were shouting, mammy. And straight away I looked down and went, for fuck's sake, there's me who can't afford kids. And these cunts are only starting out in life and they're lashing kids out to beat the band. And I thought, that's dead irresponsible. Don't care what way you look at it, that's pure irresponsible. You know, kids having kids, they're not even adults themselves yet. And I just thought to myself, they're just going to end up on the bleeding social all the time because you won't be able to work now because you have two kids to look after. And it's my taxes paying for them. And yeah, that fucking You call it begrudgery, 100%. It fucking does me head in.
All right, Eddie, thank you very much indeed for your message, and thank you all of you for getting involved in this latest Opinions Matter.
And sorry if we couldn't get back to you. I know Helen wanted to come on, and Carla wanted to come on as well. We'd be here till Christmas.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. And share this episode of Opinions Matter on your own social media if you wouldn't mind. Thanks very much indeed for listening. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We will catch you on the next Opinions Matter.